And there is a part of us which is furious about that, but it can be regained. That's my point. So your question, how do I know we aren't violent? I've been on both sides. I know that when I'm happy, I don't feel violent. I know that when I'm creating myself, I feel happy. I know that work makes me feel unhappy. Forced work, coercion. Forced to get up every day, do the same old, same old. We're not made to do the same old every day. We're meant to get up when we're rested, look around, and interact with life. Instead, there is no life to interact with. There is just these monuments to death everywhere we look. So I trust the earth that is my body, in my body. I trust the earth in my brothers and sisters. I know that every attempt we make to live authentically, to slow down and live our true gifts, and to systematically deconstruct this system will be met step by step with agents trying to convince us that violence is in our nature, that people will squabble, that it is too hard because we're always going to argue and there'll be conflict and blah, blah, blah. It's a lie. All of it is a lie. Those who do the dissension and the division and the would bet you money they're paid to, because the vast majority of us want to develop the commons, want things to work. I mean, that's why we're there. People gather around wanting things to work, and then we have to start letting go of our control things. And that takes time for sure. But as pressure is off our back, it is that force that brings out the power in us, the master's voice in us.
I don't know about no squabbling. There's some pretty opinionated, kerfuffly people out there. I don't think it'll be a walk in the park figuring this out. I mean, I do think that it will be exciting and energetic, but just because there's fighting or, you know, conflict, wouldn't necessarily chalk it up to agents, not that they will not be plentiful and abundant and trying to sabotage what's going on. But I do think people are very set in the way they see the world, and that until we start having a more organic dialogue, it's going to take a minute for us to hear and listen to one another.
But if abundance is the truth, and remember the energy of founding things, how exciting that is. Anything that we join together to try to create, there's so much work to be done. And we need everybody to help with that work. So there may be minor disagreements, but then go do something that there is no disagreement about. There's so much work to be done. So, and I use this example a lot, but you know, before it got undermined, people in those encampments were too busy getting the job done. How do we get the food? How do we get the toilets? How do we get the this? How do we get the that? And then you go about doing it. There's nothing to argue about. Those willing to step up and do, step up and do. And I remember this scene once when I was in the trades. We were asked, journeymen and apprentices, it didn't matter. They wanted solar panels on the roof at the apprenticeship. And so they said, anybody willing to give up a Saturday, come help. And so this assortment of journeymen and apprentices showed up Saturday morning, and they were handed parts and pieces and said, put it together. We didn't have, and I was so amazed at that process. I cannot tell you, you know, of all these guys just looking at it, walking around it. Okay, this goes to this, this goes to that. Okay. And nobody ordered, nobody led, nobody said, no, don't do it that way. That's the wrong. No, people just started doing. And if you were doing it wrong, it became pretty obvious. It didn't work. You know what I'm saying? If it works, it's doing it the right way. You don't need bosses. If it works, and if health is our gold standard, there's nothing to squabble about. Either something is healthier or it's not. If we're going to be drinking that water, we don't want poison in it. We're in agreement on that. See, the squabbles are in an artificially constructed reality that is not ours. We didn't make this mess. When we start making what we want, hey, and abundance is our inheritance. That means if we are taking back our world bit by bit, we are reclaiming it. And if our goal is make the city give us that lot so we can build an earth ship, what is there to argue about? The earth ship is made a certain way. We're making it for those who need a home. We aren't invested in that, you know, because we're helping our brothers and sisters. See, if there is enough for all, see, we have not understood sufficiently the degree to which the scarcity myth underpins our thinking. We have been so deeply conditioned to believe there isn't enough, and so we must squabble over what is. Abundance is our inheritance. If there is enough for all, and these folks are not doing what I want to do, then I'll go build my own earthship. See, it has to be by myself, and I will rapidly realize I can't do that by myself, so I got to start cooperating. Say, I scratch your back, you scratch mine. We all want to be free. Come on, let's help each other. Abundance is our inheritance, and so that means individual freedom is possible and the only effective check to power. If every human being has enough earth, food to live on, individual freedom is the absolute necessary check on concentrated power.